It's Swordsman at the 150, out by 2.5, getting up on the inside, Strata Achiever, coming Sparkling Rosé, alone in a bars, leaving it late but flashing, Strata Achiever, hard up along the fence, hit the lead, alone in a bar, dived, made it very close, they're so wide apart, it's hard to line up, but Strata Achiever or alone in a bar, nothing
yes,
in it.
Yes, alone in the bar, did it nicely for Richard and Michael Friedman, got there right on the line, jumped out of the ground the last 50-odd metres to get there, and it gave a very much informed Keegan Latham another winner for the week. Keegan's out of the Warwick Farm Trials this morning and joins us. Morning to you, Keegan.
Morning, Andrew.
You must be enjoying it right now.
Yes, it's. I cannot actually believe this wave that I've caught at the moment. It's going tremendously well at the moment. I'm getting a lot of good support from some pretty high-profile trainers, and even the smaller trainers are following suit. And yeah, to be honest, just lucky to be on horses that are winning.
How long have you been here now? Time gets away.
Yeah, I've just been here for just over 2 years now.
Okay, and you're obviously enjoying it. And look, it's hard. It's a very hard market to get into, but is obviously that hard work is paying off right now.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I've been lucky enough to have quite a few trainers support me. You know, I started off with Gay, and kind of move my way around, and things are good. Like you say, it is a tough business to get into in Sydney. If anything, I think the city jockey room has probably got the best jockeys in the world at the moment. And yeah, it's a very hard business to break into here in Sydney, but I'm lucky enough that things are going very, very well for me at the moment. And I just hope that it keeps flowing.
Well, the week of the 24th to the 30th of June, you had 5 winners, and the week just completed, you had 6. That tells us that you're getting out and about. You've ridden winners at Nowra the other day. You rode a double. You rode a really nice horse for Matt Smith on Saturday, Tricky Girl, to win at Newcastle. But prior to that, it's all been sort of around provincial and country areas.
Yes, you know, I mean, like I said, it's pretty difficult to break into the city market. I mean, as much as I'd love to, I'm quite content with riding the city and country. You know, it's a good bread and butter money kind of way of going about it. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of support from the bigger trainers when they are running horses in the provincials. And I'm quite happy to sit in their horses because, you know, when these city trainers send their horses out to the provincials, they've all got very big chances.
Understand. I've got to ask you about one for Richard and Michael Friedman on Saturday, alone in the bar. It looked to be a really nice win.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, he did fluff the start a little bit, but once we got him around the bend, he hung a little bit around the bend. I think his horse is probably still learning a little bit about his trade. But when he picked up in the straight, I always felt like I was going to get there. I was pretty shocked on how short of a margin he actually won by. And I got a little nervous because when I got to the pull-up and looked over at Robbie Thompson and saw him stroking his horse, I thought, oh, we've got beat here. But thankfully, when coming back to the winner's enclosure, he got the money.
Yeah, but the most impressive thing was just the way the horse did finish off. Keegan, we can hear in your accent you're a South African. Who did you watch? Who did you learn your craft through?
I think there's quite a few jockeys that I learnt my craft through. I mean, the likes of Antony Delpech, obviously all of us apprentices in South Africa, followed Douglas White and Robbie Fred and Glenn Schofield over in Hong Kong as they were all there when I was an apprentice. There's been some very good jockeys that have come out of South Africa to follow. So I can't really pinpoint any specific one, but I always like to say to apprentices that are coming up behind me that they should always just take a little bit of everybody and try their best to mix it into one and see whatever works for them.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's going to be a big week for one South African. Jeff Lloyd has his last rides on Saturday, so it'll be a big week for a South African there.
Yes, it will be. I mean, he's an absolute legend back home. The Gov, in fact, I think my first ever group winner, he ran second to me and gave me a hard time in the jock room for beating him. But it was an absolute honour just to beat him, never mind anybody else. But yes, Jeff has been an absolute legend to South Africa. And hopefully his sons will follow in his path.
Yeah, let's hope so. One of them down in Victoria, as we know. All right, we better let you go. We know you've got a couple of trials coming out there. You're at Newcastle tomorrow. That track at the moment is soft five, so no doubt about that, meaning soft five for tomorrow at this stage. And, mate, you just got to continue to your jockey manager, Ryan Roberts, to get on, continue getting on some good rides.
Yeah, hopefully so. Like I say, it's going very well at the moment, and let's hope I can keep riding that wave.
Good on you, Keegan. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Keegan Latham joining us as a part of our program this morning. And as I say, the week of the 24th through to the 30th, he rode five winners in a week. And then last week, finishing yesterday, he rode six. So he's very much right in the marketplace at the moment is Keegan Latham. And he's got two more rides tomorrow.